MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. On Monday, the New Mexico Supreme Court issued a precedent-setting opinion eliminating legal claims for damages for the loss of a spouse's affections in marriage. The court's unanimous opinion provides the legal reasoning for a ruling from the bench last August, ordering a trial court to dismiss a civil lawsuit that sought to hold a New Mexico resident liable for the breakup of a Colorado man's marriage. The Colorado couple are now divorced. The ruling abolished the tort of alienation of affections by overturning a legal precedent from a 1923 decision in the case of Birchfield versus Birchfield, which first recognized alienation of affections as a civil wrongdoing or tort in New Mexico for which a person could be held liable for damages. New Mexico was among only a handful of remaining states in which spouses could sue a third party for malicious damaging in a marriage. And Senate Bill 18, the Clear Horizons Act, is designed to fundamentally reshape New Mexico's economy by targeting and dismantling traditional energy production, particularly oil and gas, through aggressive emissions mandates, expanded regulatory authority, and long-term restrictions intended to force a rapid transition from fossil fuels. Its stated goal is emissions reductions. Opponents say the real-world impact is far broader and more damaging. They say the legislation centralizes power, expands bureaucracy, and places New Mexico's rural economies, state trust lands, and public school funding at risk. They say the Clear Horizons Act will shift New Mexico toward a compliance-driven climate model borrowed from states with vastly different economies and land ownership structures, all while failing to provide a realistic plan to replace the oil and gas revenue that currently funds public schools, universities, and essential services across New Mexico. In the most recent fiscal year, oil and gas generated approximately $2.6 billion for the state of New Mexico through royalties, severance taxes, production taxes, and lease payments. By contrast, alternative energy projects generated roughly $8 million in state revenue during that same period. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.